B-Pod Studios.
That's a wrap.
The Wrap Party Podcast with Manny and Loren.
It's a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
I want to talk on the Wrap Party about our high school experiences and our cliques, because that's what we talked about early this morning around 6:50.
Great.
But I find it hard to believe, because you're a nice-looking woman. Like, didn't you fall in line in high school with, like, other women who were doing, like you said, the theater people, or, I don't know, you weren't in the popular group?
No, I was not in the popular group.
Were you in the slutty group?
No, I was not in the slutty group either.
In the slutty group.
So, because I went to a Catholic school the majority of my life, I was really conservative in high school. Like, I mean, I basically wore what I'm wearing now every single day to school, which is jeans and a long sleeve t-shirt in Florida.
Yeah. You were emo.
I wasn't emo.
Hipster?
Nope. Wasn't goth. Hipster. Wasn't goth. If anything, I might say I could be a floater just because I did cheer.
That was on there. Yep.
But I didn't get along with the cheerleaders. Like, I was kind of outcasted by the cheerleaders because I was a theater nerd.
Okay.
And I wasn't accepted by a lot of the kids because I was being pulled out for acting and modeling. So, I don't know how to describe it. You know what I mean? Like,
your clique, you mean? Or your high school experience? What don't you know how to describe?
Like, why I wasn't accepted.
Oh, well, you were a nice looking woman. They were probably jealous of you. Did you have boobs before them?
I've never had boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not until I had kids. I was built like a board, literally.
An ironing board?
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I just fit in.
Overachievers?
Yes, I was.
Oh, there's 6% of people who say they clicked with the overachievers.
But I didn't. I was an overachiever, but I didn't click with the overachievers.
You didn't hang with the other overachievers.
I found that the theater group was way more accepting of,
yeah,
like, all walks.
Yeah. So for me, like I said, I wasn't necessarily a jock or an athlete. I played ice hockey, which I loved. But my public high school, when I transferred over for my senior year to the public high school from the private high school, I still wanted to play hockey, but my public school didn't have a hockey team. So I had to play travel hockey for this other local club. So I did that. No connection to the school, though. And then I played tennis, but I really wasn't serious about tennis because it was like my last seat. And I wasn't like, the tennis team at the public school was way better than the private school, so the competition was rougher. And I knew I wasn't going to be like in the top three singles, that I'd probably play like first doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't even serious about that. And I'd miss practices to go hang out with my girlfriend and things like that. So I didn't really do that. However, my friends were all three-sport athletes, football, soccer, baseball, wrestling, basketball, track, baseball. So I hung out with the jocks,
mm-hmm,
because I had a group of friends that were probably like, you know, 10 to 15 people, and they were all friends with the athletes.
Yeah.
So that's where I fit. Now, at the private school, it's not even on here, but I was definitely with the troublemakers.
Oh,
definitely,
yeah,
the troublemakers. Yeah, yeah. But not in a bad, like, not in like a vandalism way.
You were like the class clown.
Yeah, and there was, yeah, a bunch of us, because I hated the athletes in my private school, because they were like four or five cats that I went to school with are like either made it in the pros in hockey or football or baseball even. Like, mm-hmm, they were serious fucking athletes. Their bodies were completely different than mine. Like, to put it in perspective, and this private school pulled from people all over the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Did your private school recruit?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right? So the McCourty brothers went to my high school. They're the ones that played. One of them still plays for the Patriots and won Super Bowls. The other one played for the Titans. John Flaherty was a catcher for the Yankees. I mean, the list goes on and on. Tim Morabito was a senior when I was a sophomore, and he played for the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm like, whose dad is that? That's going to school, like, legit. I looked like Anthony Michael Hall in 16 Candles or Breakfast Club, and these guys are built like brick shit houses. I mean,
yeah,
they're huge, dude, huge. So I didn't necessarily love the athletes. I did hang out with I wasn't even into the stoner thing. You know, there wasn't a band, really.
You weren't a stoner.
No, I didn't smoke weed in high school.
Really?
No. I didn't even really drink in high school.
Really?
No. No, I didn't like it.
I didn't smoke. I've actually never smoked weed. I've taken a gummy, but I've never smoked weed.
Yeah.
But I did drink in high school.
I mean, I think I did towards like my senior year, maybe had a beer, but I didn't love it. I definitely wasn't getting like crazy drunk. I know kids were, but I wasn't doing that. Oh, I know. It's not on here. I had a moped.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No wonder it's not on there. Who has a moped?
Well, we did back in the day in the 90s. This is 92, 93. And I hung out with other mopeders. We had like a little moped gang.
Okay.
And that's the only reason why I didn't drink, because I would go to these parties on my moped with other moped guys. And we wouldn't want to, you know, be drinking and getting back on the moped. But and then I had like, I don't know. And because our high school wasn't huge, the jocks and athletes were also good-looking guys, so now they're the popular people. So now, yeah, I was in the popular crew.
Just, the jocks and athletes were, I think those always go hand in hand.
Yeah, and I'm rewatching episodes of 90210 right now, and Amanda's like kind of watching with me because she never got into it. So I started watching from season three. If you are a fan of Beverly Hills 90210, the original, you don't have to start in season one or two. You can start in season three. That's when shit starts. That's when shit starts getting really good. Like Brenda goes to Paris because she's spending too much time with Dylan. She moved in with Dylan. Her and Jim aren't getting along. And so while she's in Paris, that's when Dylan and Kelly start getting a little. They actually kissed. And I totally forgot about that. I mean, I knew Dylan and Kelly end up dating. But I totally forgot like how it came about. And it's good shit. So you can start with season three. They start off at the beach. Brandon works at the beach club.
I love you.
And then Amanda's like, ooh, did Dylan and Kelly start dating? I go, yeah, they're like really hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. And I go, but the best is Brandon and Kelly. And Amanda goes, oh, my God, Kelly's such a slut. She dated Brandon, too? I go, not really. They're long-term dating. She dated Dylan for a really long time and then started dating Brandon.
Yeah.
So my point is that I'm watching 90210. And you would think, based on 90210, that Dylan McKay was popular. Good-looking guy, lives by himself, you know, surfs and all that shit. He's not. He was a loner.
Yeah.
Total loner. And but Steve Sanders is the one that I...
But he was like kind of the bad boy, too, no?
Yeah, little rebel. Yeah, little rebel, little lonery. But the reason why we even bring this up is today.ugov asked people to tell us what clique they were in, and one in five said that they weren't in any high school groups at all. That's a lot. The largest share said that they were the loners, and then the other one was the band kids were 9%, and cheerleaders, emo, geeks. Nobody wants to say they were a geek, though. So that's not going to be a fair response.
I mean, I ingest because I don't think that we were geeky, but I mean, I say the theater geeks because I was a theater geek.
Yeah. I don't know. And then like, what about the people that just have like their girlfriend and like they just post up with their girlfriend? Like I knew a couple in my high school, like it was literally the two of them 24/7. And I'm like, how do they go to class and be away from each other for 40 minutes a day? You know,
I don't know,
they were all over
That's
each other
like
all the time.
Stage fright clinger status to me.
And by the way, I'm happy to tell you that they are not married or anything at this point. I don't even think they ever got married. But they were like all over each other.
We had a couple.
They were a class couple.
I can't remember his name, but her name was Justine. And they were always together. And we thought for sure they were going to get married. And I think maybe they were even engaged coming out of high school. And I don't know if they got married and like had a nasty divorce, but like, they're not together anymore.
That sucks. But at the same time, you're kind of like...
You wasted all that time.
Yeah. I know. How about this? Like, what if you went to high school and you had, like, you were a twin? And one
awesome.
Twin...
You could dip out of class and...
Well, that's true. But one twin was a popular kid and the other twin was, like, in the stoner group. That's cool as shit.
So I had twins that lived next door to me in Florida.
Boys or girls?
Two girls.
Uh-huh.
And one was, like, a crazy athlete and the other was a little gothy.
Okay.
Now, I don't
what
know...
What were their names?
Gabby and okay. Stephanie.
Okay.
And I don't know what their like status was in school, like if one was more popular than the other, but I know they were very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how it was too. When I used to go visit my cousin in Pembroke Pines, Florida, she lived in an awesome neighborhood with young kids, and there was Mindy and Helene were twins, and I couldn't tell you who, but one of them was way friendlier, way better looking, way more popular, and mm-hmm. then there was the other twin.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. I never really thought about that. I went to school with Jason and Jeff Kurz, and Jeff had a better sense of humor than Jason did.
But you always hear...
But they
like,
looked fucking exactly alike.
But you never hear... Yeah, I don't think I could tell Gabby and Steffi apart for a long time. But, like, you never hear about twins being different. You know what I mean? Like, you always
right.
hear about the twins that have, like, twin tuition and,
yes.
like, are so alike.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we need to talk about that on the show tomorrow.
Did you... there's a new...
Twins but different.
There's a new show on maybe TLC, and it's about twins who share everything, and there's, like, one couple that even shares their boyfriend.
Yeah. I think I saw that. Yeah. That's weird. I like this other thing. I like, one twin who's, like, a rebel... And, like, bullies kids. And
no.
I'm just saying, like, in a movie sense.
Yeah.
Like, not in real
yeah.
life. But, like, because my whole life is either a movie or a TV show. I never really, you know, it's either The Simpsons, 90210, Goodfellas. I don't really think about life in a serious way. But so, like, one twin would be, like, a rebel, drove the car, you know, bully. And then, like, the other one was, like, a nerd. Great concept for a show.
Yeah.
It's probably already been made. Anyway, what group, what clique are you part of? It's up now at kiss951.com. You can go check it out. Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.